If you've ever had a bad case of food poisoning after eating out, there's a good chance you haven't returned to dine at the potential culprit. Well, that idea is behind a new strategy to save an endangered bird in California. As Lauren Summer reports from member station KQED, scientists are trying to discourage predators by giving them a stomachache.
Portia Halbert is hiking through a quiet redwood forest when she spots a blue egg on the ground, generally a very bad sign.
It was knocked off the tree, likely by a bird.
Blue eggs are laid by marbled murrelets. It's a small black endangered bird that eats at sea but nests in the forest here at Butuno State Park, an hour south of San Francisco. That's where Halbert is the park scientist. But this egg is a bait and switch, a trick egg that Halbert made.
They're just chicken eggs. They're a small-sized chicken egg. We paint them to look like marbled murrelet eggs.
The real trick is inside the egg, and it's a rude surprise.
We inject about 0.24 cc's of the chemical carbachol. Makes you feel ill or want to throw up.
That's what Halbert is counting on. Marbled murrelets only lay one egg a year, and those eggs are a favorite snack for another bird, Steller's jays. Once jays toss their cookies eating a decoy egg,
they will never want to eat it again.
Food poisoning is not a normal approach to conservation. It's something of a last resort. Marbled murrelet populations have plummeted, and the birds are notoriously hard to find. You only see them in the forest as they fly in around dawn. Their habitat is largely gone because most of California's old-growth redwood forests have been logged. At the same time, their predators, Steller's jays, have boomed in the area. So far, Halbert says the decoy eggs look like a promising solution. In a controlled study at Humboldt State University, the jays seem to learn.
75% of the birds that have been exposed to the eggs refuse to eat them again. That's a real success story.
But the danger of outwitting a jay is that the bird can outwit you back.
Ravens, crows, jays, they're really, really smart.
At a nearby campsite, researcher Elena West of the University of Wisconsin-Madison has caught a blue and black Steller's jay. It's getting a small leg band as part of a study.
All right, buddy.
Being the Einsteins of the bird world is a double-edged sword, West says. Sure, the jays are fast learners. They may actually remember that murrelet eggs taste bad. But real murrelet nests are hundreds of feet up a redwood tree, higher than the decoy eggs are being placed. So jays might figure out they only need to avoid the eggs down low. To really help murrelets, the behavior change may have to come from people. West has found that jays are booming because they're eating a lot of human food.
It sort of increases as the summer goes on, which makes sense when you think about how these parks get used more throughout the summer.
The jays hang out near the busiest campsites. Shay Wolf of the advocacy group, the Center for Biological Diversity, says when campers show up, the birds fly down, hoping to get a handout.
Of course, you wouldn't know that that was a problem. You would think maybe I'm helping this bird.
Wolf says California State Parks wasn't doing enough to protect marbled murrelets.
The camping in those parks is concentrated in the heart of the best nesting habitat for murrelets. And this is a highly endangered population.
Wolf's group sued to get the campgrounds closed down, but then settled. The parks agreed to set up a new trash program, including new sealed trash cans and public education. California State Parks is hoping that, along with the stomach-turning decoy eggs, will be enough to bring back the endangered marbled murrelet. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer.